Hello, namaste. Welcome to the print. And my name is Amna Begum. So I'm going to discuss my article I have written about PM Modi addressing the Muslim women specifically. So Modi, when he was giving the speech in West Bengal, Aramgarh, he highlighted the failure of Trinamool Congress government, and specifically in the Sandesh Kali issue, how this government didn't pay much attention to the Hindu women, Hindu victim women. And this is the time right now that Muslim women should also look through it and see how central government is working on the policies and welfare scheme for the women, including women of all the communities. And this is not the it. In the past, also PM Modi has addressed Muslim women. So, in addition to it, BJP has also launched a program to outreach Muslim women, citing their policies, which really benefited the Muslim women in the Uttar Pradesh. And this program is called Modi Bhaijaan. So, what is special about this entire speech or the BJP program to reach out Muslim is basically considering Muslim women as a vote block. And I think this is a very powerful tool for any particular group to basically make their voice heard. If they act as a powerful bloc or their vote matters, it's easier for them to talk about their interests, or especially if the community is marginalized. Like I would definitely would say that the Muslim women are the most marginalized group right now, given their legal status. So I feel like this is the time, this is the first time in the history of independent India where Muslim women getting heard and addressed as an individual, where they have their own agency to make their choices of through the vote, and not mere a part of a tribe where, and this is, I mean, not this doesn't only apply to Muslim women. When we talk about the Indian society overall, we see that women mostly get considered a part of the tribe, and most of the time, their father, their brother, or their husband tell them where to vote, whom to vote, and by that tradition, they make sure that women cannot act upon their own interest, but become a mere a mean to serve the tribe. This is for me as a Muslim woman, and specifically Pashmanda Muslim women, is a very significant change, I would say. Apart from that, recently Prime Minister Modi visited Kashmir, which I would call a historical visit, because after 370 revoke, this is the first time he visited. Not only that, he also visited the very holy shrine of Hazrat Baal Shrine, which is revered by the Muslim for housing the sacred relic known as a Moai Muqaddas, strand of Prophet Muhammad's beard. So this also send a message of this government commitment for all the community and their well-being, and their taking care of their sentiment. So the people who argue that Muslim get marginalized and their religious sentiment is not getting respected, I think they should be more factual rather than just going by the narrative. And once again, I would come back to the Muslim women, because this article is basically about Muslim women and how they should be using their vote. So I do believe that every individual should have all the right to choose their vote and whom they want to bring in the power. However, as the member of this marginalized group, you should always be thinking like how you can get the you can get the basic facilities and at least basic legal protection, which can save you, which can serve you. And specifically, if the legal system which allow the personal law is very oppressive against you. And I cited, I mean, there are so many such cases of Muslim women, but I have written in detail about Atiya Sabri case, how her husband divorced her through the letter just because she birthed second child as a girl. I mean, it was not accepted to her husband and he decided to divorce her. And he was not paying any alimony after that or in any maintenance for the kids. And this 2019 woman protection, so a lot of people talk about the criminalization of triple talaq, but it is actually the Woman Protection Act, Muslim Woman Protection Act 2019, and how that actually helped to for Atiya Sabri to access the justice. So and also the impact of banning the triple talaq is huge. If we go into the data, according to the official data, it's 80%. There's a reduction of instant triple talaq by 80%. So what my point was that this now the onus fall on Muslim women to wield their vote as a mean to safeguard their own interest, their self-interest, than being just mere a member of this tribe and following the lead of man within their community. So now it is a time for Muslim women to assert their agency and make informed choices that prioritize their right, which dignity and aspiration. So the first time a political party is addressing you as individual, and it's up to you how would you use your vote. For more detail, please go and read my article, and thank you.